Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, very well, thanks. I'm excited to talk about Mick Rock today. Bit of sad news, of course.
Yeah, I thought, I mean, it's kind of a little bit of off topic, but it kind of isn't at the same time.
So for people who are unfamiliar with Mick Rock, who are we talking about and why are we talking about him at the moment?
Well, Mick Rock has recently passed away, unfortunately, but he was a famous photographer. And his photography is really important because he's kind of named, he's called like the man who shot the 70s.
Mm.
And I kind of feel like he brought rock photography to the forefront. And that in itself is a fashion.
Totally.
Because, you know, when he took the photos of his subjects, he really kind of encapsulated what they were about. And that led to people viewing those pictures to wanting to be like those people and dress like those people.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's what's so iconic about his craft. He actually studied medieval languages at Cassius College in Cambridge.
Whoa!
And but he made headlines when he got arrested for marijuana. So, you know, that was quite risque then. And he then was at a party or something and found a 35mm camera and picked it up and started kind of snapping pictures. He was on an acid trip at the time and didn't realise there was no camera, no film in there. But he loved the fact that his girlfriend was kind of really into it and she was like just posing and stuff. And he thought, right, this is the life for me. So he went and bought a camera. And at that time, he had befriended Syd Barrett, of who was in early Pink Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
And Syd Barrett was about to release The Madcap Blast, which is his solo debut album. And Mick Rock did the photography for that, the album artwork. And he was also friends with Mick Jagger's younger brother, Chris. So that kind of ended up leading him to meet Bowie halfway through the Ziggy Stardust tour. And this is important because Mick Rock was the photographer who kind of, he immersed himself in his subject's life. So he basically became another member of the band. He was taking the drugs, he was experimenting. And so therefore he had access to take photos wherever he wanted. And the photo that kind of set him off is his most famous photo, is when David Bowie is, how can I say this, performing oral sex on Mick Ronson's guitar. And
wowee!
Yeah. So
good morning, everyone.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, all right, yeah. And so that became kind of like very risque and over the top, but it is one of his most iconic pictures. Another one I think, which is actually my favourite, is David Bowie and Mick Ronson on the train having like lunch or something, and they're totally, you know, because they're living their lives as their characters, so they're completely dressed in character, and it just gives you insight into this magical world that you want to be a part of.
It's so, I mean, I think the thing about his photos as well is that they give people that, whether it's like a true or a false impression of like what it is to be a superstar, they give you that behind the scenes look that people love. You know, everyone loves to see their favorite musicians or actors in like a candid moment, and he was really kind of pioneering in that, and that I think did change, as you say, did change the way that music photography and fashion photography shifted in a pretty huge way, actually.
Yeah, and I mean, it's said that he was basically feeding off the unique charisma of his subjects and that it electrified and energized him, and I think you can really see that.
Totally.
He's gone on to, so he did the back cover of the 1973 album Pinups for David Bowie. He directed videos for Space Oddity, Life on Mars, Gene Genie and John, I'm Only Dancing. He also did Lou Reed covers, album covers, Transformer, Coney Island Baby, The Stooges' Raw Power, The Ramones' End of the Century, Joan Jett, I Love Rock and Roll. He took photos of Blondie, Miley Cyrus, Snoop Dogg, Lady Gaga, and also Kate Moss, and wrote articles about how England was obsessed with Kate Moss, you know, because she's kind of like this iconic model who was I don't know, a crossover between music and fashion, even though she wasn't a musician herself, you know?
She ran in those crowds, yeah, totally. And she also was so pivotal in the way that people, like, wanted to see models in their, like, behind-the-scenes moments as well, just hanging out, wearing their T-shirts and, you know, all the classic sort of clichés that you have about off-duty models. But I think, yeah, his images are so iconic that actually there's so many photos that I didn't realise he'd taken that are just, because they're such massive images in their own right, like the Crimson and Clover image of Joan Jett, you know, that's...
Yeah.
You can imagine that pink blazer and that blue background in your head without even having to look at it, you know, it's such a... he's really good at getting that, whatever they're wearing, and also that personality coming through in such a strong way in his images.
Yeah, definitely. There's also the Blondie one that I really love that's kind of like all blue, and she's just kind of leaning forward, holding onto her lapel, and it's just really, you know, just... what I don't even know whether he had anything to do with what they were wearing, but it just looks... the way he encapsulates it is just... magical, I reckon.
Totally. There's also one of my favourite images is Bowie painting on the Ziggy Stardust like circle in the middle of his head. It's like an image of him behind the scenes, like just sort of painting the gold on, and it's quite a cool image as well. And that sort of like peek into that backstage life, I think, you know, we're always obsessed with that with artists that we want to see, and he did give you that window.
Yeah, most definitely.
Well, you have picked us Ziggy Stardust, the track from Bowie,
yes,
as a sort of a send-off this morning. Thank you for bringing us Mick Rock today. A bit of an icon there, and I'm sure we'll be sorely missed by a lot of people.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thank you, Penny. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Webb and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang. Screwed up eyes and screw down hairdo, like some cat from Japan. He could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. They came on so loaded, man, well hung in snow white tan. Time, jiving us that we were voodoo. The kids were just crass. He was the gnat with God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy, could he play guitar.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.